We continue six lines up from the bottom of Yates Omer Aleph, and we're focusing on Limud HaTorah and studying in different manners, fast or slow, pilpul, etc. V'haya ka'etz shasul al pal yamayim, and you'll be like a tree whose roots are like the streams are on streams of water. Amri dvei Rav Yanai ka'etz shasul v'lo ka'etz natua. You're supposed to be like an etz shasul, like a that has roots there, but locates natua, but not that it's planted and it's stuck. What does that mean? Kol halomi Torah mirav echad, ein ro simen bracha l'olam. Anyone who studies Torah from one Rebbe is never going to see simen bracha, because you're stuck with one person. You have to have flexibility to learn from others. Amr lehu Rav Chisda Rabbanan ba'ina de'ema lehu milsa. So Rav Chisda then said to his students, I want to tell you something, umistafina, but I'm afraid if I tell you, the shavkisu leave azlisu, but you're going to leave me if I tell this to you. But ultimately he does tell them, and he says, Kol halomi Torah mirav echad, ein ro simen bracha l'olam. Anyone who learns Torah from one person is never going to see simen bracha, which means that you guys kind of have to move on from me. Shavkuhu. So they all did. Ve'azul kamed de Rava. They came to Rava, or Rabba. Amr lehu, and Rabba said to them, yeah, I understand that teaching from your Rebbe, from Rav Chisda. However, honey, mealy, sfara, that drush is only talking about sfara. It's talking about pilpul of al gemara, but just to learn the bekiyas, to learn the idios, merav echarif. That's better to learn it from one Rebbe. The svaras you want to learn. You want to learn the brisker derech and the other derech. You know, so you have to go around to others. But for the pshat, that you should have one Rebbe, ki heichi delo lifluk lishni, in order that you don't pick up on different types of ways to understand the text. It's all ultimately the same way. It's all ultimately the same explanations, but each one has a different style. That style of understanding the pashat pshat is only necessary to get it from one person. It's for consistency's sake, you'll come out ahead if you only have it from one. But in terms of the lumdus and the svaras, that's better to go to different rabbanim, different schools. Al palgemayim, what does it mean? Al palgemayim and streams of water. Amrav tamchin bar chanilay le'olam yashalish adam shnosav shlish b'mikra shlish b'mishnah shlish b'talmud. A person should always split everything up into three ways. That a third of their time should be studied with chumash, a third of it in mishnah, and a third of it in gemara, which may mean mahalacha. Mi yada inish kamachayis. Gemara says, well, that's so strange. How can you split up your life that way? How do you know how long you're going to live? Let's say a third of my life is going to be one, and a third the other, and the last third Talmud. Amar Rava. Oh, sorry, the Gemara says, ki karin biyomi. No, what it means is, it's not, don't split up your life into thirds, but rather split up, as Rashi says, your weeks into third. But then Tosfos says, your weeks into third, but you don't know how you're going to live that particular week. So Tosfos says, no, it means split up your days into thirds. Asher piryo yitain bi'ito, that its fruits will give in its season. Amar Rava, impir yitain bi'ito, if the fruits are given in its season, ve'ale lo yibol, then you won't, its leaves won't wither. I mean, if you do it properly, then everything will be fine. You're never going to forget. As Rashi says, if a person's piryo yitain bi'ito, if they're koveitim la Torah, ale lo yibol, nothing's going to wither. You're always going to have a sharp mind, and you're always going to have to be committed to Torah. V'im lav, and if you're not koveitim, ala lomid, v'ala melamid, ale mekosavar, based on the Torah then says, based to the teacher and the student, lokein harishayim kim kamotz asher tifenu ruach. They're like the wicked ones that blow away with the chaff, because the Torah is going to be lost from you if you're not kovia itim. Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, my desiv ki rabim chalolim hepila. What does the pasuk mean when it says you have killed a lot of corpses, or you there of a lot of corpses have fallen? Zet talmud shelo higia lahora umora. This refers to a Talmud who has not reached the stage of hora, and he's doing it anyways. Va'atsumim kol harugea, and he is mighty, all those that he has killed. What is this referring to? Ze Talmud shehigila hora ve'ena moda. This is someone who is ready and capable of rendering judgment, but doesn't do it. So that's someone who is mighty, but hasn't done anything about it. He blinds himself from doing what he's responsible to do. The Adkama, and what is that age where you've reached the point where you're supposed to be rendering judgment, to be a posek, ad mem shnin, when you hit the age of 40. V'hagmar says, whoa, what do you mean? V'harava, a rabba ori, but rabba taught, rabba paskind, and rabba only lived till 40. Hasam bishavin. Gmar says, yeah, in rabba's case, he was the greatest person in his area. If there's no one equal to him, then yeah, then he has to be the one who's rendering judgment even at a younger age. But all things being equal, then someone over 40 would be the one to be making the decisions. That the leaves that won't wither. Amar of Acha bar Ada, Amar Rava, Amri La, Amar of Acha bar Abba, Amar of Amnuna, Amar Rav, Shafilu Sicha Schulin Shal Talmud, Chacham Sricha Talmud. This is a fascinating idea that the leaf doesn't wither. That means any part of a Talmud Chacham, even that which seems mundane, Sichas Chulin, even his mundane talk, need Talmud, need to be studied, needs to be observed. Shenemar ve'alei lo yibo v'chol asher yaseh atzach. Anything he does is successful. So all of the way, all of his mannerisms should be copied. Amar Yishu ben Levi, davar zekasu b'torah v'shanei b'nevim m'shulash b'ksuvim. The following idea was taught in Navi and in the Ksuvim and in the Torah. Anyone who studies Torah, his nechasim, he'll be successful. What's the pasuk in the Torah? Shmartem es divrei habris hazos, vasisim osam. You'll follow the Torah, leman taskilu es kol asher tasun, that you'll succeed. Shani b'neviim tachsiv lo yamush sefer Torah ze mipicha, v'igizu b'yom v'alayla, leman tishmor lasas kechol hakasu bo, ki az tasliach es derechecha. Study the Torah, then you'll be successful. Va'az taskil mshulash b'ksuvim tachsiv ki'im b'soras Hashem cheftzo u'v'soras o'yege yom v'leila v'haya ke'etz shasva pal yamayim asher piryo yitein b'itol va'alei lo yibol v'chol asher yasa yatzliach. So you study Torah, you protect the Torah, you're osik b'Torah, you will be financially successful. Gemara says so. Continues the Gemara, Machriz Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri made the following announcement. Man bo yechai, man bo yechai. Who wants to live? Who wants to live? I have the magic potion, the elixir. Kanuf asukuli alma lagabe. So everyone gathered around him and said, yes, we want it. Amri le, havalan chaya. They said to him, give us life. Amri lehu, you know, he said to them, mi ha'ish hechavetz chayim. Who is that one who loves life? Netzor lashon chamera. Someone who keeps his mouth from saying lashon hara. Sur meirava ase tov. Shema yomar adam natsarti lashoni meira usfasai midaber mirma. Elech vezgara b'sheina. Someone might think to say, well, if I keep my mouth shut, then the best thing I should do is just go to sleep, stay in my room, I'll never speak lashon hara. Then I'll have everything, I'll have exactly what I need, I'll have life. Says Gemara Talmud Lomar, sur meirava ase tov. No, you have to do good. Not just enough not to do bad, you have to do good. Ein tov ela Torah, and what is good? Good means studying Torah. Shenemar ki lecha tov nasati lechem torasi al tazovu. So if you want life, it can be found in the Torah.